Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Press Delta Podcast. In this episode, we'll be looking at our experience with Nintendo Switch, discussing games, our hopes for the system, general thoughts, and whatever else comes to mind. So, let's get started.
Okay, where do we start?
What's the topic?
Switch had control. So when did you get Switch?
I guess we can start with that.
I got it on launch now.
I also got mine on launch. But I had I got mine in August before the actual Switch.
I didn't get mine until this Christmas.
Got mine a few months after launch.
Go like summer. Go mine in back.
Who's got August working? The dog is barking.
Dog.
Welcome to Randomness, the podcast.
The dog edition of the podcast?
Yes.
Apparently. Only dog are allowed to talk.
Run away, guys. When will the cat edition come out? Alright, there's a lot more people, so please just don't interrupt each other. Okay, thanks.
Be respectful is what we're saying.
Basically.
Someone else left.
I mean, I got
mine back in July.
So is this basically what the podcast is going to be?
I'm in car.
Switch experiences and like hopes for the future, so.
That was really weird. But...
got mine last year.
Okay, let me continue, because for some reason I left randomly. Release date, I got Switch release. Breath of the Wild, I had like an hour or so before the actual Switch. I was like, can I play this game? But no, I had to wait.
Can I stick it in the Wii U?
Can I lick the
cartridge? What's a Wii U?
A Wii U is a dead Switch. No, not a dead Switch. A Wii U.
A dead Wii that has no purpose to be.
A Wii U is a senior citizen Switch.
It's a dead
Wii.
Wii
1.2. I got my Wii 1.5 at the end of February. So yay!
So basically, a few weeks ago,
the Switch is good.
The only unique feature, the Miiverse.
Rip Wii is superior to Switch because it has two screens.
Rip Miiverse.
Miiverse is dead now.
Miiverse is still alive. So, what are you talking about?
Okay, so how was Breath of the Wild?
Great. Even though
I'm really good.
I still haven't beaten it yet.
God, Breath of the Wild's good.
I have not played Breath of the Wild in months because other games.
I played Breath of the Wild for a few minutes, and then I stopped playing.
I've only seen trailers of Breath of the Wild.
Game of the Year.
Yes, we know it.
Wow, Game of the Year.
It was a good game.
Mario Odyssey. Wild Gotti.
I didn't get into it, though.
Mario Odyssey was robbed. That should have been the Game of the Year.
I honestly haven't played Breath of the Wild.
If I was in control, Mario Odyssey would have easily won Game of the Year, but sadly, I am not the person in charge of Game of the Year awards.
Yeah, but then if Odyssey won Game of the Year, then everyone would be complaining that Breath of the Wild lost. No, you can't win. There's no winning.
Nobody will win.
I stopped playing Mario.
I've seen a lot of people just try to start a war between the two, like Mario Odyssey fan and Breath of the Wild fan, which I think is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
Hello, everybody.
Zelda is like Mario because you wear clothes.
You wear clothes in Breath of the Wild. What's the difference?
Zelda is a ripoff of Mario. Zelda is a ripoff of Mario because you are on the screen and you wear clothes.
How long did it take you to beat it?
Zelda is a ripoff of life. Because there's grass.
It's ripable Minecraft because it uses swords.
Well, I'm just gonna go change my name real quick. I'll be right back.
I'm not gonna change my name. Inuyasha for life. Welcome to the TRT podcast.
Switch games.
Switch. Now, the future. Everything in between.
Now and future.
There was a Switch game that I really want to play.
Evan, you played Arms.
Arms is fun.
I have played Arms.
For some reason, I'm really good at Arms.
I have no reason to come back to it. That's the problem.
I played the Switch. Yeah. Was when my friend Hermes came over to my house and he brought a Switch with him. And I played, you know, Mario Kart 8 and Super Mario Odyssey in there. And those are the only Switch games I've played thus far.
Arms doesn't have enough content in it for me to buy it.
Didn't Arms, like, flop, though?
It didn't flop at all. It sold 1 million, which is really big for a fighting game.
Yeah,
I think it made a lot of people just lose interest really quickly.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, but it's
it was a new IP, though.
I mean, so. I played it for the first 2 days, and I'm like, all right, next.
I played the global test punch,
and I got bored with it. Ten matches or something? Not my
How many
thing.
Years will Smash Smash sell? Smash sell, Smash sell.
Oh, Smash Switch blew up. It's going to be very popular.
They'll say Smash Brothers is Smash Brothers. It's going to blow up regardless of what it is.
Every version sells a billion copies.
Oh. Smash Bros. Confirmed.
We're going to get on the Smash Bros. Tangent at some point, I know.
We already have.
Halfway into the podcast.
Down out, people. Let's not start a Smash topic in a thing that's Switch related and not Smash related.
You know what? Let's switch to that topic.
Oh my god.
Oh god, we have our own Emil in the chat.
Oh, that was horrible. That was a horrible pun.
Whoever you are, that's
Choose your Switch games. Go.
Super Bomberman R. Meh.
I
played it like once.
10 seconds on return. It's an underappreciated platformer that you should get. It's only $10.
Never played it.
It's not the best in the world. I only really did some of the local multiplayer, and it was kind of fun, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people are happy.
I played some of the local multiplayer. It was pretty fun.
I just didn't understand what half the power up did because everything just kept blowing up. But that's the point of the game. Now,
Called Bomberman.
Bomberman. Right in the name.
The bomb of the. I don't know.
With a game called Bomberman, it surely didn't bomb.
Minecraft.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Spam the Chuckapun.
Can we mute him?
You can meet him.
We don't mute him.
The Chuggy Gods are ashamed of me.
Okay. One, two, Switch, go.
I bought it.
Same. I regret buying go. It.
One, two, Switch is fun.
Mario Odyssey came out a month
ago. One, two, Switch is basically like...
basically kind of like one of those party games with mini games and shit.
One,
like
two, Switch is what happens when Wii Sports flops.
I haven't played
though.
Like,
it's
or do I care to
one,
play?
No, okay, so they did the Wii launch thing right. They did the Wii U launch thing right. They completely failed the Switch launch.
Yeah, like you think of a game like 1-2 Switch, it would come like pre-packaged with your Switch, but no.
Yeah,
basically 1-2 Switch is like the Switch's version of Wii Play.
Like, okay, Wii Sports is fine. Nintendo Land was great, but.
The game is $60, and there's like $5 worth of content.
Actually, it's $50.
Close enough.
Close enough.
And if you round.
The point is made.
Yeah.
No, if you round, never mind.
Exactly. It should have been the
thing. I'm going to see if I can try to think of another pun. Give me a second.
Oh, God.
So, once you switch to the shell,
the
game that should not have been.
So, I'm thinking Nintendo Switch Sports.
No.
What about?
Why not?
Okay, like what about the build? Because like Switch
we don't
when they
like
show that first trailer like last October.
Typically, I think 1-2 Switch business.
I don't think we agree.
Okay, bad.
I'm gonna have a headache after the vacation already.
Bad puns aside...
That's what I do best. I give people headaches. I truly am Chugga Spiritual.
Yeah, but at least hit punk are funny.
Okay.
Of course, you're Chugga. Of course.
Hey, remember that trailer?
I'm loud and I make puns and I like games. This is not a podcast about puns.
This is a podcast about Switch. Talk Switch, please.
Speaking of Wii, I can't wait for my orchestra to actually play the Wii.
Next. Okay.
Back on the topic. I'm sorry for being rude.
The first Switch trailer, yes, the one in October, where they
show. Yeah, I need to play more Splatoon 2, to be honest.
The best part about it,
please, how do you all like some Wii meme?
What about that trailer that showed the Switch for the very first time, that one in October? The best.
Yeah, there were 8 cubes in a water, in a glass.
And you could shake the thing.
That's not what I was talking about, but okay. Sure.
Sorry, there's like never a conversation going on one. We can't keep track of everything.
Please keep this related to the podcast.
Please try.
You know what,
it's seven something. Different Switch-related
You will not try.
Time.
You will not try. You will actually keep it related to the podcast.
This is America, a podcast. We will do it. We hope. Okay.
Shush.
Okay.
Hey guys, I just Googled how to start a wildfire, and I just got 48,500 matches.
So, Odyssey DLC.
No.
I have not touched Odyssey since the update. And I am probably not going to touch it until
another update
next weekend, or maybe even this weekend.
Mario Odyssey already got all the content.
I have touched
it,
because I'm trying to 100% the game.
Mm-hmm. Mario Odyssey already got all its content in the hat. I don't think it needs any more.
Every content available ever made.
I gotta go do something, so I might be back. I'm not sure, but
Balloon World is really good for coin grinding.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, next game, Mario Kart Deluxe. Opinion, go.
Fun game.
Good.
Yay.
Good. 200
more.
The new battle mode is not. I mean, not the whole new battle mode, but like the new battle mode. Like
I love
Caps and Robbers one is not
mode,
good.
Like the actual new mode.
This is in the original version. Like now we got that going for it.
No, I meant like the Caps and Robbers one. I've never
seen still better than the original Mario Kart 8 battle mode.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never seen the Piranha Plant ones win Renegade Roundup, whatever it's called.
I played it with my little brother at some computer. It was like 50-50 now.
I don't agree with 50-50. It's like 80-20.
Well, I only did with CPU and a little brother, so. I mean,
it's rare, but it's possible.
Yeah.
It's just right team configuration and then good
items. We're talking about the Switch.
I mean.
Let's talk about the build up to it.
The NX was the hype name.
The NX. It feels like it was just yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah,
oh my God.
What did the NX even stand for?
That day, tomorrow, we're gonna announce the new console.
The Nintendo NX XL.
Details.
Remember when it wasn't supposed to kill the Wii U? Yeah, that didn't happen.
Sold the Wii U in its first year.
Yes, hold on.
I am in denial. I refuse to accept that the Switch killed the Wii U.
I mean, bro, I'm just going to use my Wii for 3 and nothing else.
Like, what games are left in the Wii U that haven't been ported to the Switch already? Pretty much nothing.
Remember when Reggie said they weren't running out of any ideas soon for the Wii, and then a year later they announced the Wii U?
Let's get the Wii U, the Wii ripoff, or sequel, or whatever.
Isn't that just an extension you add on to your Wii?
Sure. Called the gamepad.
The Wii drawing pad is above the Wii U gamepad. I'm just saying that.
True.
Anyway, off topic.
I have not. The Wii U drawing pad is rare. I have not seen it.
Like, I think I might have one lying around my house somewhere. Anyways.
Let's talk about how we should all choose one IP that we think could be on the Switch eventually.
Pikmin.
Yes. Watch everybody say F-Zero.
I want Chibi Robo.
My IP address. It's an application that just shows you your IP address. It's called
Google. So let's talk about Smash 5.
Nintendo, give me my gosh dang internet browser.
Let's talk about Smash 5.
We already did that.
No.
We're waiting on.
How come the DSi has an internet browser, but the Switch does not?
Because they didn't feel like making one for the Switch.
I actually don't think about why.
Yes. The OG DS actually has a game card that you can insert to gosh dang get internet. But why doesn't the Switch have internet? I mean, internet browser.
Okay, seriously, who uses the internet browser on like?
I do.
The Switch is only Netflix.
So I had an Xbox 360 at one point, and I actually used my Wii U's internet browser to look up instructions on how to set up an Xbox 360.
Why don't you use your phone or something?
The Switch doesn't even have Netflix.
Okay.
I used my 3DS to figure out how to beat Phoenix.
I used my Wii U internet browser to watch Nintendo Direct now.
Question. The Switch has been hyping Virtual Console. If they have a GameCube Virtual Console, what games do you want to play?
Oh.
Chibi Robo. Again.
Console, they must add GameCube games.
Discord Switch. Someone mentioned in the voice chat.
Text chat.
I want Netflix. Just give me Netflix.
Discord app. Switch.
Thousand Year Door. At some point.
Kirby's Air Ride.
Yes.
Oh,
Kirby's Air Ride.
That'd
be
cool.
Mario Sunshine.
No.
Pikmin and Pikmin 2 HD.
I actually have that on GameCube, though. Realistically, I have both on GameCube.
Like, what do you think it's going to be on there? Like, not what you want, but what you honestly think is going to happen. Like, realistically speaking.
I don't think we're going to ever have a GameCube Virtual Console. I think a Pokemon game is coming. I think we're going to get HD ports before Virtual Console for GameCube.
Yeah. I think Pokemon's coming. Gen 4 remakes on the Switch. Oh my god. What do we definitely know is coming to the Switch?
Gen 4.
What has been planned.
Pokemon Gen 8.
Pikmin 4, eventually. Even though it's not got an official announcement, it has been confirmed.
Metroid Prime 4.
We don't even know when you're coming out, though.
But we know it's a thing, so that's how that matters.
Bayonetta 3.
Yeah, we knew that was a thing for 9 months, okay?
I'm not sure if Pikmin 4 is really confirmed, but...
It said that it was close to being done in development, and then it was just in development, and now it's just like, what's going on? What happened?
Well, the thing about Pikmin 4, they confirmed it was in development like 4 years ago. Pikmin 4, 4 years ago.
I mean, Pikmin 3 was, what, 8 years?
Do you think they may have been talking about the game I won't speak of?
Wait, what year was Pikmin 3? 2013?
2013. Yeah, it came back out of nowhere.
I mean,
it's been like 10 years since Pikmin 2.
And they've confirmed Pikmin 4 is in development. You think we'll at least get something about it by now?
But, you know...
Well, we haven't.
That's what E3 is for.
Yep.
Hopefully, that's what E3 is for. When E3 comes around, Mario Kart, please don't complain. Mario Kart Toadstool. New on Reds. Pikmin not being in direct. What? Digital event.
I think a new Switch is going to be released, but it's going to have a new funky mode.
The Switch XL.
I don't think we're going to have a new Switch yet. I think once the sale kind of start dying down for the Switch,
and make 500 different versions of it.
The Switch, the Switch XL, the new Switch, the new Switch XL, the 2DS Switch.
Okay, really,
the 2D Switch.
Discord on a Switch. Foldable Switch. Who would use it? Because I never see a reason to. Like, if they put like social media on your Switch, why would you use it over like a phone or something?
Because you can go from Odyssey to Discord and have talking without having to have some convoluted setup.
I guess the only way is to be able to post your Switch videos to Discord in, like, really good quality, but that's the only reason I can make them.
You know what I want?
Yeah.
To save more than 100 videos.
Guys, hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out.
The cap is stupid. Oh.
Hear me out. Hear me out. 3DS. Yes. 3D Switch.
3DS.
Virtual Boy. 3D Switch?
Wait, then 3DS you have. Oh, no. Wait, hold on a second. Then people would just abbreviate it 3DS.
Gen 4 Remix. Gen 4 Remix on the Switch.
And S for Switch.
Gen 4 Remix on the Switch, yes.
Yeah.
If they actually
they did confirm that Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon were the last Pokemon games on the 3DS, mm-hmm. so when mm-hmm. we get the inevitable Gen 4 Remix, they're going to be on the Switch, but we're not getting them this year. I say next year we get Gen 8, and then the year after we get Diamond and Pearl Remakes.
I think it'll be 2 years after Gen 8 for Diamond and Pearl Remake.
We're not getting Gen 8 this year. There's no chance.
No way. Because we're already getting
Smash Brothers this year. We're supposed to get a Fire Emblem game, apparently. Unless that's probably been delayed.
Fire Emblem's probably going to be a summer title, I feel. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It just sounds like summer. We don't know about Yoshi at all.
Nothing about Yoshi.
We don't know anything about Prime 4.
Will it be a sequel to Yoshi's Woolly World?
I don't know.
Nope.
Probably.
It's like Yoshi's paper thing. That's what it looks like to me.
Yoshi's paper world.
Remember when Yoshi's Woolly World
was announced? Yoshi paper world? Excuse me?
I mean, if it's made of paper and it's the sequel to Yoshi World, it's Yoshi's Paper World. Just makes sense.
Hey, remember when Yoshi's Woolly World was first revealed, and then they didn't make any news until like 2 years later?
Yoshi's Epic Yarn.
What if that's the same thing with the new Yoshi game they announced last year?
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's
like the new plan with Yoshi.
I just want a giant paper Yoshi amiibo, and I'll be happy.
The amiibo is literally made out of paper.
No. It's origami. No. What do we want it in?
Yoshi's wet world, Yoshi's dry world. Wet dry world.
I don't know why
go
I left
go to town looking for some red coins.
Oh. Yoshi's
Odyssey DLC with the 64 levels.
No.
We're not getting that, though. Like, let's be
real. We're not going to get it, but that'd be really cool.
I mean, we had Peach's Castle.
If we were going to get one 64 world DLC, what would it even be? If you only got one world.
It's going to be Baba Battlefield. There's no question about it.
Yeah,
it'd be Baba Battlefield.
The world I would want to get is Wet Dry World. It's my favorite world.
Wet Dry World, Baba Battlefield, Womp's Fortress.
I want to get Tiny Huge World.
Womp Fortress.
Tiny Huge Island, Bowser in the
Dark. I could honestly see TikTok Clock.
TikTok Clock would be really neat.
Yo,
I would like to see a new version of Jolly Roger Bay.
Yes! See a remix of Jolly Roger Bay's song? Oh.
Yeah, we are not composing this song. Oh my god.
I can Sir Palo it.
The TRG Discord presents.
How to Jolly Roger Bay.
Any thoughts on Metroid Prime 4?
Oh boy.
We know it's in development, and that's it.
It's just like Yoshi.
Please don't.
No, for Yoshi, they at least showed us a trailer.
I'd rather just the logo.
Some of them are integrated with the kingdom.
Some are.
Lost Kingdom is like
30 moons.
You know,
some of the galaxy levels can be integrated with the Moon Kingdom.
Ooh, that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
The level in Mario 64 could be too small for moons, but levels like the Cap and Cascade Kingdom are like similar sized, so they could find a way.
Yeah. They have like 30 moons in them, basically.
Yeah, like expanding levels would be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is, what would go in New Dark City?
More building.
You know what?
Delfino. Okay.
The Delfino Casino.
No.
The one level.
The casino,
Sunshine Airport.
Delfino Plaza should go with what's that kingdom called?
Cascade? Nope, not Cascade. Seaside.
Kirby Dream Course 2.
It was
That's a very weird thing to want.
I want it now. Yeah, I'm not sure what
their IQ is what you should be asking for.
It was...
I want the next Paper Mario game to not be another sticker star.
Yes, sticker star
my favorite
please.
Paper Mario. How dare you?
Tugger runs into the voice chat.
It was Seaside Kingdom, right.
I've heard that they're planning on making the... I don't know how accurate this is, but I've heard somewhere that they want to change the formula again.
Oh, yeah, they are going to change it again.
Okay.
Yeah,
like,
I did not like
and
Color
Splash.
Color
Splash was
it.
Better.
I never
okay,
liked Color Splash.
But it's not
better than
the okay, here's the thing. I played Color Splash. I thought it was boring. I did not go any further. I played the Thousand Year Door a week ago, and I really love it. So...
See,
like it's not even a nostalgia factor. I just really like it a lot better.
When they went to Super Paper Mario, it was more of a platformer. It was still really good though. And Sticker Star looked promising in the first trailer. Then we got the release, and it was horrible. Then Color Splash was announced, and then everyone hated the game because it was like, oh, it's Sticker Star 2.0. What they could do?
Honestly, Paper Mario isn't my forte.
If they make a Switch Paper Mario game, which they probably will
at some
point.
I think it's
better
than Sailor, but it's so
good. Honestly, this might be more excited for like a Mario and Luigi game rather than a Paper Mario game.
I really like Mario and Luigi. I can
just because
play a
Mario and
Luigi
has been going very strongly. If we don't talk Paper Jam.
I like the Thousand Year Door and the original more than every game in Mario and Luigi, but Mario and Luigi's consistency is better overall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Mario and Luigi go to the...
Even though all Mario and Luigi games are on handhelds, like, putting it on a console that's only a partially
technically
handheld,
a handheld,
like the Switch... Yeah, Mario but it's partially.
No, Switch really the cool. console.
A Mario
but
Mario
you can treat it like a handheld.
For all intents and purposes, I call it a console.
That would be amazing. I would love that. Because they don't change up
Mario
the gameplay in Mario and Luigi. They don't change it.
Yeah.
They really don't at all.
It's like
Mario
and
Luigi.
Every game the same.
Literally, it was Dream Team got made, then they took Dream Team and made Paper Jam, then they took Paper Jam and made the two remake. They just keep using the same engine and the same formula over and over and over and over again.
But
and it's working.
Luigi,
again,
Mario
engines
Luigi
are expensive.
So, So they skipped Partners in Time.
Because yeah, why did they do that?
Yeah, why did
so
they
didn't have to
time?
Make
because
the baby probably and add
no
more code.
Because nobody liked Partners in Time.
What if we get a Partners in Time
Excuse
on the
me,
Switch?
That is wrong.
Excuse me, you cannot say you like Partners in Time in front of me. As in,
Partners in Time was good.
I did a thing there.
Yay.
Then it helped with the bean list that he made, and I felt like, yay, I guess. Anyway, not here to talk about that.
In fact, Partners in Time is the one that actually needs the remake.
What they
because,
do?
I mean,
so
probably the same reason
it.
Why X
so
Y
Superstar Saga, Inside Story, and maybe
that no one liked them.
See, I think the problem with remaking Partner in Time is that the story is already very convoluted headed.
Okay,
they don't need to edit the story.
You can't, if it's going to be a port, you can't change the story because then it's a new game, technically.
What do you mean remake Dream Team? What?
No.
Why?
No.
Dream Team was honestly, I honestly think Dream Team was better than Inside Story. Honestly.
No.
Like, Bowser's story,
that's true,
great game. Inside Story was really easy. Like, I can do that carrot thing.
Dream Team has problems,
easily.
And I really
you know how
good.
Bad I am
like,
at Mario and Luigi games.
It's by far the worst one.
So you're basically chugging what you're saying.
Like, there's a bunch of problems with Dream Team. It's easily the worst one with tutorials, so they could fix that. They already fixed it in the other game.
To,
so
back to Switch talk, please.
I'm so bad. Right. At,
sorry, my fault.
No, it's not because we can.
Man,
we have no
anyway, so Pokemon Switch.
Pokemon
Switch.
There's no established
Switch,
formula
January,
to this podcast. We can talk about whatever we want.
Say. Yeah.
If you think it's coming out in 2018, then hear me out. We got Gen 7. Yeah, we did talk about it, but we can go a little further.
Oh, yeah, we already did.
We just got Gen 7 in 2016. It has not. It's been only about... A year
2 years
and 4 months since we got Gen 7. It's too soon. We're not getting Gen 8.
Plus, we just got Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Well, we are getting Gen 8. We're not getting Gen 8 this year. I mean,
it's going to be the Christmas title for 2019.
So, that's what it's
gonna be. Yeah, it really
I'm hoping for early I'm hoping for early to mid 2019, but that's probably not going to happen.
No.
No, it's going to be
Christmas. Well, the Pegasus Talos Pokemon's going to be in the fall in the holiday season.
Yeah, it's always in the holiday season, so I don't see why they could change it.
Just like Smash.
For Gen 8, what do you think it should be? Like,
I mean, they have Game Freak's best
in Hawaii. We had something best in Hawaii.
They know what they're doing. Yeah. I would love to go to Hawaii. So, anyway.
We had a region based in Hawaii. We had a region based on, like,
France.
Has there ever been a region based on Japan?
Australia.
So, Alex is saying Italy and Spain.
We become Cowboys
and Girls. That's pretty cool, actually. It's, like, in Italy.
The west coast of the America, east and west.
That'd be
cool.
Christmas in 2019 is on a Wednesday, so that would mean it would have to come out December 20th, which is, like, literally end of the year. I don't see it coming out that late.
Yeah, cause
it might come out, like, before Black Friday. Or, like, the day of Black Friday.
Just let them take their time on it and help.
Like I said, Game Freak's strongest employees and most experienced employees are programming the game, so they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just need 20 minutes, so yeah.
We have 20 minutes.
I am present.
Mm-hmm. 11.
However, I'm not saying much.
I don't want to judge. I don't want to, yeah.
You don't want to intrude on John's stream?
John's streaming like that. Thanks for reminding me.
Splatoon 2, go.
What has John ever done for
us? I need to play more of it.
Yo, okay. Splatoon 2, Super Mario Sunshine level.
I mean,
that
we have a genius
so
in the chat.
Well.
We have a genius in the chat.
Slime, the only rules for this podcast, anybody can join, just stay on top.
So, like, Isle Delfino in Splatoon 2.
That's Nintendo. We have the good ideas. The Zelda podcast has all the good ideas.
Nintendo, if you're listening, hook me up. I actually need some money.
I mean, like, Splatoon 2 now has a carnival stage. I mean, we're getting playable outlines, which we talked about in the last podcast, so. I remember when the game was first, like, they showed that first trailer, and the first returning stage they showed was Moray Towers. I was so angry.
The rope that you can jump off of and stuff.
Yeah, I
unironically really like Moray Towers.
If you're against a good sniper in the first game on Moray Towers, you might as well just not even try, because you're going to lose.
Yeah.
Nobody used into the sniper. So you don't have to worry.
The roller for Moray Towers.
No. Yo, okay. So, Shake had an idea for Splatoon 2. Shadow Mario Brush Weapon.
Yes!
Like,
I want one.
The color ink of your team is just you're holding the brush of rather, yeah.
I
mean, they also bought that port mackerel on launch, which was my second
It's not
the Egad version.
Port mackerel was my second least favorite. I mean, honestly, both the stages in Splatoon 2 are much better, but they're still nowhere near my favorite.
It's not the new one.
That's completely different.
Then they, I don't know how much longer Splatoon 2 is going to have weekly updates for, probably until like June or July. But
I think it'd be longer than we think because it's doing really well.
I mean, they did.
It's going to have its own tournament at E3 now. It's probably
going to be a year after its release. So it's still. I mean, it's way more popular in Japan than the States, but still.
I mean, isn't that enough reason to keep updates going?
Yeah, like, I think I remember in the first time we talked about Octo Expansion in the last podcast. If you want to discuss more, go ahead.
We could. What do you guys want in the Octo Expansion?
There's 80 levels. So.
Yeah, there's 80 levels and you can play Octoling if you beat it. That's pretty good enough.
I mean, in the original story mode, I beat every level with every weapon, and I don't want to do that again. Like,
yeah, I didn't do that. I just did that with the boys.
Weapons, okay? There's 9 weapons and 80 levels. That's 720 times I'd have to play it.
Oh, God.
See, I can math.
Not counting if you do them all in one try.
I mean, I guess something you could do is just speed run the stages as quick as you could, which is what I did in the first time. Mm-hmm. But still.
What I'm planning on doing is playing all the stages, like doing the stages one by one with each weapon.
Explain
but then again, that does mean Matt playing the final boss, and that would just ruin it.
At least you can actually use different weapons for different stages.
Oh, wait, really? Scenes of Clash Plant? Really? That's cool.
Oh, now that's interesting.
If that's the case, then it's definitely not going to be a reward for every weapon clear, because that means you have to use every weapon in the game, which the developer is going to be like, no. That's not true.
Yeah, no.
Wait, are they going to make an Octo version of every single weapon? An Octo Splatter Shot? An Octo Sniper?
That's most likely the Hub World, then.
Yeah.
I mean, they did say...
That was really cool if the first stage had no weapon. It was like a stealth mission.
I remember when they were like, expect weapon stage updates for a year, and... In the first game, it was like, oh, we're adding this is the last thing we're adding. Then, like, 6 weeks later, they finally end it.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be the same for Splatoon 2. No, we're not getting
you don't city stages Splatoon. No, you.
Close enough.
Yeah. We
talked about Mario Kart Deluxe. What about
We actually haven't... No, we are not talking about Mario Kart Aces. Not after what's going on with Luigi. I don't want to get into that.
No.
Good to know.
Okay. Of course. So,
Starfield, they did say they're going to put every major...
We surprisingly haven't talked about our predictions for characters.
They're putting out Toad on Switch, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They confirmed it at the last Direct. There's a Switch port and a 3DS game as well.
We talked about...
Captain Toad, I'm going to get that. Captain Toad is a puzzle game, and I love puzzle games.
I already got it on my... YouTube. There's no point for me getting it.
Okay, it's time for me to ask another question. Before the Switch released, did anyone actually expect it to overtake the Wii U's lifetime in its first year? Before it released?
No.
Maybe not the first year, but...
Yes. I was thinking, like, mid-second year.
No, I was thinking that it was going to overtake the Wii U. It was just too obvious.
I mean, I knew it was going to be popular, but I didn't think it was going to be Nintendo's all-time fastest-selling console. Like, after the Wii U flopped as hard as it did, it's insane.
Well, think about this. They had a trend of losing sales with each console, and then the Wii came, and then the Wii U came, and then the Switch came. Miracle.
Yeah, it's kind of just like a giant graph where it's like a peak, and then a down low, and then a peak, and then a down low, and then a peak again.
What would have happened to Nintendo if the Switch flopped? Like, two bad flops.
They would probably get bought out, to be completely honest. They would probably be bought out by probably Sony.
I think I'm going to predict Nintendo's next console. The Switch U.
I thought you were going to say the new Nintendo Switch.
I knew you were going to say. The 3DS, though, is, like, never going to die. The 3DS
has to die.
They've made enough successors to the 3DS. I mean, come on, that thing has been a thing for eight... Ooh.
The DS, the 3DS is on life support.
Model.
The DS.
As
the
we
DS
said, some of the 3DS is literally on life support.
The DS series should be in the retirement home with the Game Boy series.
Yeah.
Okay, another thing I want to talk... I don't know if this is entirely on topic, but I'm going to see it anyway.
Does it even matter anymore?
DIY cardboard, aka Nintendo Labo.
I guess that's still on topic.
That's on topic.
I said
I said DIY
as in do it yourself.
I think Snake is trying to get back into Smash Switch.
Labo
with
man.
Nintendo Labo.
Labo.
What, have you seen the trailer? It's $70 DIY cardboard.
$70? Yeah, but it's official cardboard. It's a big difference.
The Labo man is Smash.
Is it really? The Labo Man is in Smash.
Guys,
I mean, there's a concept animation going around for Labo being in Smash. It's not official.
This isn't just any cardboard. This is Nintendo cardboard.
I mean,
yeah,
the
Nintendo trademark cardboard.
Pretty cool. not gonna lie.
I mean, yes.
Its name is actually on the cardboard. I think it goes through as an okay.
I mean, right. The Labo is going to be a huge success because it topped Amazon pre-order list immediately. So it's going to be very popular.
The Labo?
Yeah.
Wow, damn.
I mean, it makes
sense. Labo Man.
Gotta go.
Got Labo Man's.
It comes out on April 20th.
Top is going to die. Move over loot boxes. We've got cardboard boxes.
You know that Game Explained video where Andre's 9-year-old niece talked about the Labo with him? Andre's from Game Explained. His 9-year-old niece reviewed the Labo.
10:50 evening of the first podcast.
Yeah, we have about 10 more minutes of the podcast. We're almost done.
You just realized?
Congratulations, you're on PRG.
Really?
You have been blind and deaf.
Congratulations.
Congratulations! You are now on a podcast on Press Out to Be's YouTube channel. How do you
feel? Congratulations! What
oh, you
welcome to Random the Podcast. I've said that
what if we already are internet famous and just don't know it? No, just kidding. We are having a podcast. It ends in 10 minutes, though.
So, what do you guys hope about for in E3?
https://youtube.com/bumbeatmen.
I mean, I feel like we should close the podcast with what to expect for the future, I guess.
Yeah, we'll make that
no.
Good idea. Yeah.
What should we, like, what do you mean for the podcast or for Nintendo? Or for TRG? This is a TRG podcast,
Nintendo.
By the way.
We're talking about Switch.
I can't establish that. I can't say that enough. This is a TRG podcast.
Wrong company.
I can't say that enough. This is a TRG.
But it's about the Switch.
An actual new Donkey Kong game. Like what? Like Donkey Kong in a new Donkey Kong Country or like 64?
I wouldn't mind going for another DK64 like game. But
Donkey Kong 64 isn't that good.
Oh, I remember Donkey
Kong. Donkey Konga is the best Donkey Kong.
Jungle Beat is
we need a Donkey Kong Barrel Blast too.
Well, what do you want to see in update 6.0?
We probably will see one.
Donkey Kong Jungle Beat is literally.
We need more Joy-Con colors.
Oh, we need a Donkey Kong Amiibo that's 10 feet tall. That's what we need.
I mean, I remember when the Switch first came out and there was no system transfer, and now we have system transfer, but we can't back up your save
file.
Me
out
that would be better. Four games.
I want you to be something like a Check Me Out site. You know?
Oh,
Check
yeah,
Me
yeah.
Out channel.
Not me. Me. I'm feeling lazy. I don't want to have to make a Mii art on the Wii was, for lack of a better word, insane. Those who knew how to make art with Mii items or facial expressions, they are wrong.
Okay, I would like.
You're in the Matrix. What do you
switch
do?
Switch sports, switch play, switch fin, switch party.
The only two of those I would actually play would be the sports and the party. The play has no content and fit. Well, I don't exercise. I'm lazy.
I think Nintendo has learned from their mistakes, and they're not going to make a sequel to those games either ever or anytime soon, like within the next 2 years.
Computer is dead. Time to charge it.
I actually really enjoy replay.
WePlay is boring. There's like no content in it.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
It's entertaining.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense because there's not
Mario Party. Oh, then
Mario Party on the Switch. Make it good.
Oh yeah.
Make it like Mario Party 6.
No Mario Party formula.
Make it good. Make it Mario Party. Make it good. Make it high.
Take the formula from Mario Party.
Just make Mario Party 1 through 8. Add all the mini games. And you're good. It's that simple.
And then remove 8.
Custom boards. Oh, why didn't I think of that?
Custom boards would be really cool.
That would be really complicated to add to a program, I feel.
Custom boards.
I mean, like, Mario Party 6.
Exactly.
Mario Party
mode and a car mode. And then Nintendo should keep track of which one plays more. And then work their way from there.
That would be a game changer.
You're Wildly.
Hey, Stinky!
Like, 6 stages for regular Mario Party, and 6 stages for car mode.
The thing about NDQ, they developed the Wii Party games. They don't know what to
Karma,
do.
Karma, the only game like, that gets you back.
Oh, you want to go back to classic, or do you want to go vroom vroom in a car or something?
Neither. We want 100 minigames and nothing else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the top 100 was... Top 100 was, like, stupid. There's 100
It was literally the top 70, 20 met, and 10 why are they in this game?
One
that board
also.
Game from Mario Party 6, I think it is.
No, yeah.
Honestly, Alex,
that board game. You know where it was like you were people you want to board
there are people who like the Karma. There aren't many people who like it more than the regular Mario Party, but there are people who like the Karma. There are people who like Karma more than regular. There's very few of those people I want to say, but there's some people.
Those
I mean,
people
putting,
are
putting both would definitely be a good idea. I just don't think many people would play the car mode.
Those
so.
People yeah. Those people who like the car mode are F asterisk curs.
The only way I would play car mode over regular is probably if I wanted to play a game on there, but I didn't have enough time for a full game.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah. 4 minute warning.
Alright, how are we gonna close this?
Wait.
No.
Let's not do that. Squeaky Bidoofus. That's the new Squeaky Desi on the server.
Alright, we have 3 minutes. Is
maybe?
The Switch, is the Switch your current favorite console?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eddie, no. Anyway, yes, it is my favorite. Nah,
I'm
the Switch
still playing GameCube so...
What about the virtual?
What?
I think you mean Virtual Boy.
Alright, well, thank you all for joining this podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know if we would call it a podcast or a train wreck.
Sorry, it didn't go so well.
Thank you all for joining this train wreck of a podcast.
It was a train wreck at first, then things...
And I... So, yeah.
We'll see you back eventually.
Stop! Stop!
Please
stop!
Stop.